Let's talk now about the ownership of the new National Maternity Hospital. The site at St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin is owned by a religious order of nuns, and they plan to gift it to a new body that will run the hospital. But there are growing concerns among government around ownership and governance of the hospital, and as well as opposition politicians and others. And these concerns extend to worries over whether a religious ethos will govern medicine there. We are joined now by Sinn Féin's health spokesman, David Cullinan. David Cullinan, you're welcome to the programme. Why, in your view, does the state have to own this land?
Well, first of all, Audrey, I want to see this new National Maternity Hospital built as quickly as possible. It's already 6 years behind schedule. The costs have escalated over the last number of years from an estimated cost of 300 million originally to now up to 800 million euro. So obviously the focus has to be on building the hospital as quickly as possible. And listen, for a long number of years, there has been very real concerns in relation to the ownership of the site and governance issues. I think everybody would accept that we don't want to see any religious ethos or interference in the running of any hospital, but especially the National Maternity Hospital. And it's very important that we get the structures and the foundations right. And I think we need to look at all of the options we've heard over the last number of days from the Taoiseach and from the Taoiseach and from the Minister for Health, that they accept that there are issues in relation to the ownership of the site, that there are issues in relation to governance, but they have to be engaging very extensively with the religious Sisters of Charity and the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group to find a solution, because, as I said, we want the hospital built as quickly as possible. We don't want delays.
And both of those bodies, the religious orders and the St. Vincent's Hospital Group, they both said on Friday, I think, that they had never received an offer from the state. Were you surprised by that?
I was very surprised by that, and that's why I was taken aback by the comments by the Taoiseach when I and others raised this issue with him in the Dáil last week. If the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health are saying that they are aware and have been aware for some time that there are problems in relation to the ownership of the site, well, why was this issue not discussed at the highest level with the religious Sisters of Charity and the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group? I think the best option here, Audrey, would be for the religious Sisters of Charity to gift the land to the state. They're essentially saying that that's been done anyway by the establishment of this independent private charity. I think it would be better if the hospital was built on public lands, where we had a public hospital built on public lands and governed by the state, because also this new charity will have an independent board of governors that won't be appointed by the minister. And I think that does raise very serious issues. So the best way around this would be for very extensive engagements now between the Minister for Health and the religious order and indeed the St. Vincent Group, and try and get the land into public ownership. And I think the best and less costly way to do that, obviously, would be for the religious Sisters of Charity to simply gift the land to the state.
And if that agreement isn't reached, should the state use a compulsory purchase order to do it?
Well, I think that would have to be the last option. I think all options have to be on the table. The problem with that option is it would be lengthy. It would have to go through courts, I would imagine. It would delay the project even further. I know that the Taoiseach has talked about the state purchasing the site. The problem is, as you've already said, the religious Sisters of Charity have said they haven't been contacted by the department or the government in relation to that issue. So that is troubling and concerning, and we don't need public pronouncements by the Minister for Health or indeed by the Taoiseach. We need them to be rolling up their sleeves, engaging with the stakeholders, find a solution, and at least ask the question in relation to the ownership. Because if the religious Sisters of Charity are saying that in principle they have no option, they have no objection, I should say, of gifting the land to the state, and they say they are essentially doing this by setting up this independent charity, why not go a step further and simply gift the land entirely to the state, and that would resolve all of the issues?
And in terms of the Board of Governors, I understand that there will be four from the National Maternity Hospital, four appointed by the St. Vincent's Group, and one public interest. Is that sufficient, or do you think the state should have more representatives on the new governing board?
I think the state should have more representatives. I think the governance should be managed by the state. And as I said, I want a public National Maternity Hospital built on public land, owned by the state and governed by the state. And why have these kind of halfway measures of having an independent charity? It would be far better if the hospital was governed by the state and the minister was able to appoint people to the board. So obviously all of this has to be worked out, Audrey. The starting point has to be that the minister sits down and has very serious engagement with the stakeholders here. That is the St. Vincent's Group and the Religious Sisters of Charity. There's no point in megaphone diplomacy taking place here. We need a resolution of this as quickly as possible. And the last thing we need is to see more hold-ups here in relation to this hospital, because as I said, the costs now are already estimated to be in the region of about 800 million and the original cost was 300 million. So every day, every week, every month, every year that this project is delayed, we're going to see escalating costs.
And just finally, are you wedded to that site? Because there's been some suggestion that if there's no agreement and if it can't be reached, perhaps the project should be pulled and another site else, somewhere else located.
Well, listen, the site was already selected and it's not that whether I'm wedded to the site or not, it's whether or not an alternative site at this point in time would now delay the project for potentially years, which I think it would. Obviously, every option has to be on the table, but I think the best option here, and, you know, we have to look at, can we get the best case scenario or outcome here? And the best case scenario or outcome would be that the land is gifted to the state. So the starting point has to be for those negotiations now to take place as quickly as possible. Obviously, every option would need to be on the table, but I think the best option certainly would be to continue with this site, but try and get the site into public ownership, and that would deal with the governance issues and also ensure that the hospital is built as quickly as possible. And if I can finally say as well, we also need to make sure that we have investment in other maternity hospitals. I know the Rotunda Hospital has raised very serious clinical concerns as well in relation to the investment which is necessary in their hospital to provide safe services. So while we need to see the National Maternity Hospital built, we also have to make sure that the capital investment is also made in all of the maternity hospitals to ensure the very best maternity services for all women across the state.
Okay, can I just ask you finally about the North, because it's ongoing, the political turmoil there. If a new leader of the DUP demands a renegotiation of that deal that your party did with the Secretary of State last week over the Irish Language Act in order to nominate another First Minister, will you agree to that?
Well, first of all, we want power sharing to work, Audrey. We want the Assembly and the Executive to obviously demonstrate and to deal with all of the issues which need to be dealt with. So like in this state, obviously we need to focus on health and housing and those bread and butter issues. We also need to deal with those issues in the North. But there are legacy issues and issues that have previously been agreed to, such as Acna Gaeilge and other issues. I think that issue was dealt with. The British government will legislate for that. And for me, that issue was now dealt with.
But if it means avoiding a collapse of the Assembly, of the Executive...
Well, I don't see that as an option at this point in time. Obviously, we will listen to and engage with the new leadership of the DUP, as we did with Edwin Poots, as we did with Arlene Foster. We want genuine power-sharing government. We will sit down and we will genuinely listen with and engage with the new leadership of the DUP. We want the Executive to work. We want the Executive to work in the interest of all of the people in the North. I think talk of collapsing the institutions at this point is irresponsible. What we need to do is sit around the table, deal with all of these issues and get on with the job of governing for the people, like the parties did during the pandemic. We need to bring that same level of vigour as well to bread and butter issues, which obviously people in the North want dealt with.
Thank you very much indeed, David Cullinan, Sinn Féin's health spokesman.